Good morning, Gems. So when you hear this, it's probably going to be Monday morning, but I just wanted to share a little inspiration with you. I'm going to take you back to 2020, March. You know, March is my birthday month, right? I'm a Pisces. And March 2020 is when everything shifted in the world. You know, things just took a shift. That was when the shutdown happened, lives as we once knew it changed, and sometimes when you're going through a shift, you don't even understand what's on the other side of that shift, what amazing things are probably about to happen for you, right? We didn't know what was going on. I knew when my birthday was on March the 16th, I didn't know when I went out for my birthday that the next day the world was going to literally be shut down. That was crazy. But, you know, so looking back, March the 19th was a day that it was an epic day. And I'm looking at how that day has impacted so many lives across the world. And I'm looking at where we're at in the aftermath of all of it right now. And I'm looking at people getting their just dues as they should. And just what the experience has done for people in general. Has that day made you a better person? Or has that day made you think about life? Has that day changed you in any kind of way? Has that day impacted your life? Right? So I just kind of want to stay there for just a second. On March the 19th, I can tell you where I was. I was literally working that day. I was trying to do a project, an organization project. If you know your girl, I love organizing things. So I was doing an organization project so that I could learn something. While I'm helping someone else, I'm also learning something for myself, right? So in the midst of it, I got to know a couple of individuals, but While I was working, I started playing music. And I started playing Michael Jackson, of all people, right? And I think I started playing Off the Wall. And then after I went up the Off the Wall, I went into the Thriller album. And then we went into some other albums. I enjoyed watching the people enjoy themselves. Like, I didn't know, honestly, the impact of what one song was doing to so many people. When they would come in and they would hear Man in the Mirror. When they would come in and hear Billie Jean or Who's Bad, literally these people would start telling me the stories of their lives. They would stop what they were doing and been like, yo, this song is from my childhood and this song helped me this and I remember this song. And I just saw so much light in them, in their eyes. And they would, no matter what they were going through at that given moment, it didn't matter. And they instantly just went back in time to a time frame when they were happy and had joy. And they remember how the song made them feel. And I'm sitting back like, I was a child when Michael Jackson was coming up. I can remember watching Michael on NBC when they would preempt shows back in the day to show like his new music videos, to show something huge. I think it was mainly videos. Michael, I remember watching on Black and White, You Rock My World, like all of this. Michael, only Michael could do that. Like Michael could literally preempt The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air on your Monday night afterwards, just so you can see the premiere of his new music video. That's just how epic Michael was, right? And every time he did something, you sat back in awe and just like, what is he doing? What is he going to do next? Like, and whenever you had seen his project, I can remember being as young as like in fourth grade and going back to school the next day and like talking to my classmates and be like, yo, you saw the new Michael Jackson video that came out last night that premiered. And we'll talk about our experience and talk about how we watched it with our families and come back and, you know, and talk about like our favorite parts in the videos, because it was like an event, right? To go home knowing that you're going to watch some event from Michael Jackson, but you don't know quite what it is. And then to come back and be able to talk about it the next day. Like, that was my upbringing, y'all. Like, oh my God. But we're not going to talk about that, because I can go on that for days. But that's Michael Jackson. And so when I started playing this music for these individuals, and they're adults older than me. These are for adults. And they started telling me their story, Michael Jackson stories. And I'm thinking my story is amazing, because, you know, like, I'm a kid. I'm coming from Michael in the kid era. They were the adults during that Michael era. And so it was different. And they're telling me about their Billie Jean stories. Or like, oh, I had that jacket. Oh, I had this. Or I knew this. And just watching them light up. My goodness, right? There were some people who would come and see me daily because they said the music, I just want to see what you playing today. That's what they would tell me. They were like, I came to see if you was playing Michael today. Somebody, you the girl, I started becoming known as the girl who was always playing Michael Jackson. I don't know what it was, y'all. It was just something God put on my heart at that time to play Michael Jackson. Now, everybody knows I love me some Janet. I love me some Janet, but I don't know what it was. Like, something God to say, play Michael. And they were asking me for it. And because they were asking, the more I see what it was doing for them, the more I played more Michael for them. I was like, well, they looking for Michael? I got you. I was playing Michael catalog. Because it was making people happy. I was so in tune with what I was doing. I didn't see what else was going on in the world. You know, like, yeah, this was COVID times. A lot of people don't know that. Yeah, I was helping during COVID times. I even had COVID myself in January and February. So having COVID in January and February and not knowing that's what it was, because we thought at the time, you know, we didn't have enough information. I thought it was a respiratory infection from my doctor. I know how that challenging it can be to have that. And so I wanted to be able to help others to protect themselves. And I don't know. I see why God put me where he put me during that time. So I'm just flow with me, y'all. So amazing. So I was able to be, you know, I guess you can say, a gift to uplift some people during that time, during those times of we were uncertain of what was going on, because people were scared. They didn't know what was going on. We didn't know, right? But I didn't know the impact at that point, but I knew I was making some type of impact. And I wasn't doing it subconsciously to make an impact, if that makes sense. It was like when people were telling me that what Michael Jackson music was doing it, I just said, okay, let me play some. Okay, well, you like it, Michael? Let me stick with Michael. Let me play some Michael for you. Okay. But I say all that because I don't want this to be long. There was something else happening that I didn't know that was happening. So somebody came up to me one day and they were just like, yo, there's this DJ playing all this music and everybody's tuning in. Now, this happened on March the 19th. I missed it. I was somewhere playing Michael Jackson for the people. So I missed this. I missed everything that was going on. I didn't know what was going on at the time. And then like someone talk to me, you know, like my people who were listening to Michael was like, you say like, yo, there's somebody playing some music. You probably like this because you always like, you know, like music. I was like, okay, well, I'll check it out when, you know, like when I leave here. And I did. Now, this was March 20th. And I caught the next day when we have a famous DJ who was playing some music that goes by the name Mr. DJ D Nice, right? And I was like, yo, he's playing all my favorites, like stuff that I grew up on. I'm sitting here playing music for others that they grew up on, and he's playing my stuff. Like, this is what I listen to. And, you know, and so I'm like, okay, this is kind of dope. I never seen anything like that. I was like, this is really, really dope. And so almost, so I started listening in pretty much daily. And, you know, they started talking about the big day, March the 19th. I wasn't there for that. I think that is so epic and so dope. I wish I was there to see that, to see, just to see how that moment came about. You know, everybody slowly coming in and then y'all just reaching that point of all of those views. I'm sure that was like an epic moment. But I hear all the stories and I see the aftermath, and it's so beautiful to watch. Never thought about any of this at that time. Like, never thought about none of this, y'all. And I don't know. There's so many things I can say. I feel like God, like, here I am playing music for someone else and putting a smile on their face. And God said, here you go. And I'm like, somebody's doing this, but their music was actually putting a smile on my face. Now, everybody knows I went through a season. I was actually going through a season of grieving while I was playing music for someone else too. This has been a journey. As I always tell y'all, it was a journey. And it was hard. I ain't gonna lie to you. It was hard to lift my spirits up during that time when I was grieving. But when I tell you, it wasn't that time. It wasn't. It was after summertime. Because I would come in and I would listen, and then they would be playing sets. I know he was be playing like Prince sets a lot. I was listening to Prince because I grew up on Prince. I love Prince, y'all. I used to watch Underneath the Cherry Moon, Purple Rain. Like, who? Like, you would have to look at me like, who is this kid? Like, I was, y'all. You talking about the girl who was watching the Madonna movie? What was that Madonna movie? Who's that girl? Like, I was like into music. Like, that's a whole nother conversation. Okay, but I would peep in on those sets when I could catch it, because honestly, I just never knew when they were playing. But I was like, oh, that's dope. And finally, somebody's playing the music that I like to hear. Like, y'all know I love me some R&B though, right? But I love all genres of music. But someone who can play music and play the things that I actually like, oh my God. That's why I went to satellite radio years ago, because when radio wasn't playing the things that I like, I was like, well, what am I going to do? Make my own music? Hey. But I started listening to satellite music because it had music from different genres that I could tap into and listen to what I like to listen to, and not be forced to have to listen to what the radio was always playing, because the radio was shifting to things I just felt like the soul was missing in the music. And I love music that has that soul in it. If it got some type of soul in it, I love it. Don't get me wrong. I'm all for the turn up. I love the turn up too. I think there's a time and place for it all though. And sometimes I'm going to want to listen to the turn up, and sometimes I'm going to look at that. But most of the time, I'm looking for some music with some soul in it. It's just something about when a person can sing a note and just, I'm talking about that singing, not singing, but singing. Oh my goodness. I grew up in an era where they were hitting notes. Like, I recently talked about Shantae Moore. Like, I love her voice, and she can hit those canary notes like Minnie Riperton from back in the day. Stuff like that. Sometimes you can hear the anointing in people's voices in song. And I miss music like that, right? So he was playing all these jams that I'm like, finally, somebody's playing music that I don't have to sit up here and create my own list myself. Like, oh my God, thank you. Thank you. So I was like, in the middle of a pandemic, this is dope. Like, you know, while the pandemic was, you know, not so nice to a lot of people, I found so much joy in a lot of my downtime in the pandemic. Listening into those sets, being able to take a break. Y'all, it's all on how you make it, right? I'm just going to say that. We're going to leave that one there. But I was listening. I don't think I got seriously started listening until the fall. You got to remember that I was listening and grieving at the same time. But I think it was sometime after the summertime that I started noticing a shift in his music. And it was a set he played. I'm not going to go in details with that. Because I feel like those are stories that the artist themselves needs to hear. Like when you meet an artist or something like that. Like that's what you do with those type of moments. But I just want to say thank you. Because club quarantine did really help me with my grieving. Because no one was ever really able to bring a smile to my face and to help bring me up out of that. And he was able to do that. So I appreciate what you have built and created. And it really did help me. I don't know, one day you was playing a set and it just woke me up and it shook me out of that grief that I was in. And like I said, I'm not going to go into details, but I wanted to say thank you. I feel like we have to give people their justice and their flowers. These are stories that people don't hear a lot. I know I probably inspired people that I'll never know. And I may never, ever, ever know. But I'm not that type of individual. So if someone has done, I've always been the person who, if you inspired me or done anything, I've always wanted to share that and tell people. So I'm just saying, on my inspiration today, thank you for your gift. Thank you for what you've done, because you are a part of that story and my story. You did help me during the time of grief, and you helped bring me out of that grief. And I appreciate you so much for that. And I'm just putting the story together because I'm looking back at, like, again, like I said, on this epic day that he made history, I wasn't there for that. I was out helping someone else and putting a smile in their face while I was grieving. And lo and behold, this God used somebody who was kind of doing what I was doing to help lift me up out of that, what I was going through. So that's the message. And I just wanted to share that. And I just wanted to say thank you again to the whole SC squad. As I never shared that until actually last week I shared it, and I was like, and I wasn't even going to share it, honestly, but I said, you know what? I have to share that. I have to share that post. God put that on my heart to say it, and it needs to be told. And we need to tell people how they impact your lives, if they do impact your life. So that's my inspirational moment. I hope you guys have a blessed week. Yep, I'm around. I am just living life, having fun, doing the things that I need to be doing, okay, so I can show up for you all. Like I told you, yeah, I've taken a lot of stuff down, not getting into it. Because I found a place to put them. Because I was just putting up stuff, right? Like, no, we can't do that no more, okay? So, the posts are still available. I just moved them around. So, you know, we still gonna have fun. Yes, your girl's still talking about music. All of that stuff like that. But it's got to flow. And I've evolved. And I've grown. So, I got to show that differently, okay? So, rock with your girl. And anyways, I'm going to end it here and say, hope everyone enjoyed their holiday and their Thanksgiving. I did. And I'm proud of myself because I didn't eat too much and I maintain. Ha ha ha. Because 40 is in my peripheral vision. Okay. We got to stick to the plan, girl. We got to stick to the plan. So that might be some inspiration for somebody too. You can eat right and still get through the holidays. Okay. But, I wish you all well, and I'll see you guys in the next one.